Well, you got your crookneck squash, and then another yellow squash that grows with a straight neck. And there are other kinds, but I'm not too familiar with them.
Do you ever hear a special name for the white lab kind of squash?
I don't believe I'm not familiar with that one.
And something you make pie out of at Thanksgiving.
Pumpkin.
And a little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods.
Mushroom.
Huh?
Mushroom.
Any other name for them?
Toadstools.
What's the difference?
Let's see. Really, to us, they mean about the same thing, because mushrooms are not eaten in this area. Yeah, they do grow, and if you know what to look for, they say they're delicious, but you know, very few people have ever known eating a mushroom that was gathered here. Mm-hmm. So as far as really knowing what the difference is, I don't. I just know when this thing comes up out of the ground real fast, a spongy-looking thing, that's a toadstool, or we'll call it a mushroom.
And what different kinds of melons grow around here?
Watermelons, cantaloupes, honeydew melons, and that sort of thing.
Did you ever hear of mushmelon or muskmelon?
Mushmelon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, mushmelon.
What's the difference?
That's cantaloupe, mushmelon, about the same thing as far as we're concerned. Really, you usually think about your mushmelon being a little long, mm-hmm. longer, with your cantaloupe's a little round melon.
And something people smoke? Would be?
Pipe, tobacco.
Or?
Cigarette, cigar.
And say if someone asked you if you could do something, you'd say, sure, I
can do it.
And if you weren't able to, you'd say, no.
But I can't.
And if you just refuse to do it.
I'm just not going to do it.
Or they say, will you? You say, no.
No. Sorry about that.
No, I.
I can't.
Or that you might say, no matter how many times you ask me to do that.
I'm not going to do it.
Or I just...
Don't want to.
Okay. And you'd say, there's a really bad accident up the road. You'd say, well, there wasn't any need to call a doctor because when we got there, the person was...
Nobody was hurt. He was all right.
Or the person was, what, dead?
Already dead.
Did you ever say he was done dead?
You would hear that, yes, done dead.
Would you ever say that?
I hope not. Or probably would if you excited me enough. No, that's not too, that particular phrase is not used too much here, I don't believe.
And say if you were doing something that was hard work all by yourself, and all the time you were working, a friend was just standing around watching you without offering to help. When you get through, you tell them, instead of just standing there, you know, you might
have helped me.
And if someone asks you if you'll be able to do something next week, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I might.
I might be able to.
Did you ever say, I might, could?
Probably. I might, could help you.
And say if the child got a whipping, and say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have.
Or another way of saying that.
Hadn't ought to.
Okay. And you throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
And I threw the ball and he
caught it.
And I've been fishing, but I haven't
caught anything.
And you say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella, because we hadn't gone half the block when it
started raining.
And you'd say, that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
But last year my neighbor
did climb it.
Or last year my neighbor
climbed it.
But I had never
climbed it.
And you say, that's the book that you want me.
You lent me.
Or that you, for Christmas that you.
That you gave me.
And you'd say, you have
given me.
Okay, and when I'm finished with it, I'll
give it back to you.
And the kind of bird that can see in the dark.